Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Tes Zayin in Masechtas Be'ah. The topics we learned about today include the laws of Eiv Tavshilin, as well as details as how to perform this mitzvah properly. Several statements of Chazal as to the great Kedusha and uniqueness of the mitzvah of Shabbos for Klal Yisrael. The laws of Bishul Akim, and what is included in this Gezerah. A discussion regarding preparing Eruv Chatzeus and Eruv Tehumen on Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin was instituted by the Chacham to permit one to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. Normally, the heter for Tzarechech Nefesh to permit someone to cook on Yom Tov only applies to food prepared on Yom Tov for the Chag itself, and not for the next day, even if the next day is Shabbos. However, by preparing the Erev Tavshilin, it is as if we already began cooking for Shabbos from before Yom Tov, and thus we may continue the process of cooking which we had already begun previously on Erev Yom Tov. Bishul Akim. The Chacham were geizer that any foods that were cooked by non-Jews are prohibited to eat. This decree was instituted to prevent intermarriage and mingling between Jews and non-Jews, and also to prevent the possibility that the non-Jew might feed non-kosher food to a Jew. This gezeira only applies to foods which cannot be eaten raw, and also to foods important enough that they would be oil al shulchan malachim, that would be served at an important banquet. Erev Tehumen. A person on Shabbos is only allowed to walk a distance of 2,000 amos, which is between 960 and 1,152 meters, or 3,147 and 3,774 feet, depending on the differing halachic opinions, outside the city limits, or from his encampment if he is not in the city. If one wants to walk beyond that distance on Shabbos, they must make an Erev Tehumen by placing 2 meals worth of food slightly less than 2,000 amos from his present location. In this manner, the person can walk an additional 2,000 amos past the Erev. Erev Chatzeres. Even though according to the Torah, several private houses opening up into a common courtyard may carry from one to another through the common courtyard, a gzeir was instituted that forbids this unless an Erev Chatzeres is prepared. The Erev Chatzeres is performed by having all the dwellers participate in the purchase of a loaf of bread, which is then kept in one of the houses. This allows all residents who share this courtyard to then carry from one house to another on Shabbos.